Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. It's Eric Raines hanging out in the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge for the 39th annual Music Fest. Proud to have Hope McGregor hanging out with us as well. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, the first year for you here?
First official year. Yeah, we had a little bit of a wild right time, right place last year. But yeah, so this is our first official year.
It's interesting you say that because we were having meetings about Music Fest with John Dixon and his daughter, Catherine. And I'm going through the list and, you know, he brings up your name, and John was very excited that you were coming. I mean, it's almost like John feels like he has something to do with what's about to happen with Hope McGregor. True story?
Yeah, big time true story. Yeah, we owe him a lot. So,
getting up here, did you have any troubles? The travel was kind of fun for everybody.
It was. Yeah, we did. The guys and I had a gig in Denver on the way up, and after the gig, we were hauling our 14-foot trailer back to my cousin's house, and we did kiss a concrete barrier, but we were going about 15 miles an hour, and it just, like, cracked the bumper, and everyone was fine, and the trailer was fine, so we just...
Just some road rash, that's it.
A little excitement.
Where are you from?
We are from Jackson, Tennessee. I mean, I grew up all over, but that's where I've been for the last 2 years.
And I heard off the air when you're talking to somebody, you had a background in the military.
Yes.
What did you do in the military?
I was a Kiowa Warrior helicopter pilot.
You drove helicopters?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? I shouldn't be like, oh my gosh. No, what got you into music? How do you go from that to this?
It's actually kind of reversed.
Really?
So I was in high school and I was in love with a boy who played guitar. And we were going to run away to Nashville, drop out of high school and do the dang thing. And my parents, of course, in their infinite wisdom said, absolutely not. And then my mother was really pushing me to go to college and was collecting all of these college brochures. And I said, you know, I'm just going to graduate from high school and go do music so you can calm down about college. And one day we got into this, one of our very like few arguments in life, and I don't know, divine intervention, sitting on the top of the college brochure stack was a brochure to go to West Point. And she said, if you're going to drop out and just do music, you could go all the way to, and picks up this brochure and says West Point. And I was like, fine, I will, just to, like, get her off my back. I had no idea what it was. Applied, miracle of all miracles, got in.
Wow. Into West Point?
Yeah. So, and it wasn't. After I got like the initial kind of paperwork back about like physical fitness test, dental exam, congressional nomination, I was like, what is this? So I kind of always thought like, you know, West Point has a time limit on it. And I thought, well, I'll go do that. And if it doesn't work, I can always come back to music. But I loved the Army and I did it for 8 years and had all sorts of adventures with it. And yeah, got out and didn't really quite know what to do next and decided law school was the next best thing. I know. Yeah, it's wild.
Then you went to law school?
Then I went to law school. And then in the middle of law school, decided to get divorced. And that brought me back to music. So that's kind of the full circle
moment.
That's
a good story.
Yeah.
I feel 8 songs in that.
Oh, there's a whole album.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Mom and dad still, you know, after all this, now you're doing well with the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. They're, I think I think again, in their wisdom, they wanted me to like go out and see the world and get some experience. And boy, did I. And so, yeah, they're full on board now. I think my dad has watched every YouTube video we've posted like 8,000 times. So yeah.
That's a good dad.
He is.
And obviously with military, did you have to move around?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, went from West Point down to now Fort Novosel, Alabama. So that's where I did my flight school training and then got posted to Fort.
Is that one of the forts that got the name changed?
It did. Yeah. I'm like officially an old veteran. They changed the dress uniform, changed the base names, changed the PT test. So yeah, I'm ancient in Army terms, but yeah. So Alabama and then Clarksville, Tennessee with the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell. And then, Fort Liberty out in North Carolina. It's Fort Liberty or Freedom. I can't ever remember. Former Fort Bragg. And then got out there. So, yeah.
Wow. You have gone and gotten around as far as moving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's military. And yeah. I live in Salado, which is right next to, I still call it Fort Hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm sure a lot of people that grew up with the others that changed the name because we got really woke all of a sudden still call it the old names.
Yeah.
That's all right. As far as musical, you know, getting down here and getting to play at Music Fest, is there anybody you just got to go see that you'd love to see?
Yeah. Pat Green.
Like, really?
Yeah. Number one, Wave on Wave, actually totally random. When I was in Afghanistan, there was a very small chapel and I would play music on the Sunday night services. And I sang, like I convinced the pastor there that Wave on Wave was in fact,
it is a spiritual song.
And so I played that in Afghanistan. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Really excited about that. Yeah.
That is. Well, Pat's been to many of these,
yes,
so it should be fun.
Yes.
And I want to say it's the Pat and Corey show, Songs We Wish We'd Written. So,
yes.
You know, back in the day, knowing that at one point Pat was opening up for Corey,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the days of, yeah, that should be interesting. Pat's going to be up here, I believe, tomorrow. So.
Yes, that must see for me. So.
If you don't get to see him live, come up here tomorrow.
Okay.
And come hang with Pat. Very cool. And as far as music for you in 2025, are you studio or is music out right now?
Yeah. So we're dropping a single January 10th. So we're celebrating first year at Music Fest with a release on Friday. So that'll come out. We're really excited about that song. And then it's called Annabelle Frost. You can find it anywhere you stream music. And then we're going to wrap up our second album at the end of January and looking to release that end of August. So yeah, we'll have a lot of new stuff coming out.
Where do you record at?
Jackson Records in Jackson, Tennessee.
Awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What's new for you this year as far as getting up here on the mountain?
Yeah.
And getting to, it's always fun. I think when you get up on the mountain, you start making new friends.
Yeah.
And the next
yeah.
thing you know, you're maybe in a songwriter circle and you make a new friend and
yeah.
then there's collaborations.
Yeah.
Have you, you know, last year was unofficial, which
yeah.
is one of my favorite things about this festival in that a lot of artists come up here on their own dime
mm-hmm.
and they want to get up on the microphone or maybe mm-hmm. get seen like you did from
yep.
John Dixon.
Yep.
And it does happen.
Yeah.
But collaborating with other artists and female yeah. artists and the female power that is up here is great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm really a buddy that I met last year. Kirk House is also on the bill this year.
Yeah.
So that was really cool that we kind of both made it on this year. So we're definitely looking forward to getting down to Texas and writing with some folks that are around here. So,
if yeah. you get a chance, come hang with us in Austin.
Would love to. Yeah.
Probably easier to breathe once
yeah.
we get there. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm out of breath just bending over and tying my shoes most of the time. True story, by the way. Thank you for coming up here this afternoon.
No, I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
Hope McGregor, and thank you for your service.
Of course. Thanks for paying taxes.
That's a great answer. I'm not sure I heard that one before. Thank you for coming by again. Hope McGregor live right here in the Deep Eddie Vodka Media Lounge and live with Austin's 95.9 Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.